This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, May 14th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Johnny Cakes Allville.
Hello, good morning, everybody.
Jason Bishop.
Good morning to everyone.
No. Oh, your voice is banged up.
What happened to you, Rick?
Let me clear it. Is that better?
That's better. There you go.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Get some liquid in there.
I had to go. I got vitamin water right here.
There you go.
And Eric Bickle.
Good morning. Normally, you do your five-hour energy shot. Did you do it this morning?
Did not.
Yeah, normally that's what you do.
But he does normally clear his throat for about an hour and a half or 2 hours of the show.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I don't even notice it anymore.
I know, exactly. You guys are immune to that now.
I'm immune to it. I don't even notice it.
It is what it is. Well, I haven't talked at all until now, so didn't have a chance to clear my throat.
Let me clear my throat.
Let me clear my throat.
Should mention on the show today, we're going to talk to our pal Chris Russell, Redskins insider. We'll get the latest on what's going on with the Redskins. Brett McMurphy's going to join us at 9 o'clock. He's a college football insider. And Evan Daniels, a college hoops insider for FS1, will join us at 9:25. So we'll kind of get an update on what's going on in the two major college sports. When it comes to the Redskins, I know there were articles on a lot of sites yesterday about Thaddeus Moss and how he wants to distinguish himself from his father, about how draft day went for him, which, of course, he wasn't drafted, which has to be awkward.
Yeah, it's got to be weird. You know, coming from that sort of lineage, your dad goes in the first round, he's a Hall of Famer, and you know you would get drafted, but there are injury issues and question marks that teams have. So I guess all the teams just felt like he'll be there in free agency, and the Skins were lucky enough to sign him, I guess.
Well, they knew because of the injury.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the injury, by most accounts, he would have been selected for sure. And some said in the middle of rounds. But he has some funny – well, I mean, they're not funny, but he was like, having picked kickers and punters and special teams guys getting picked over me.
Yeah, he was pretty happy
about that.
He definitely
felt some type of way over it.
Oh, yeah.
He was definitely upset. But he says, you know, he's always had a chip on his shoulders, always had to prove himself. So, you know, and it's interesting because he picked the Skins over the Bengals, where he could have been reunited with Joe Burrow, and over the Patriots, of course, where his dad played.
Yep.
Very interesting.
Skins got in there first. I guess he liked that attention, the attention dollars they threw his way.
Well, I mean, I think you look at the roster and you go, well, I can make that team.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I think
yeah.
That's the first thing you do.
Well, I think part of what he said was that the Skins were in first. So that.
Oh, did he say that too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I give him credit.
But also a good point about the tight ends.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to really get through.
Yeah.
You can get substantial playing time here as a rookie, you would think.
Right.
I mean, he had a big national championship game.
Well, they all did.
Besides the fact that his son, I mean, his dad is Randy Moss, and he's the son of Randy Moss. He had a big national championship game, so you remember that, and you wonder if he can do that on a regular basis in the NFL. I'd expect him to make the team and contribute.
Yeah, I just remember them talking about him always taking all his pride in his blocking and everything, and he didn't necessarily care about receiving the football. But, you know, his receiving numbers aren't bad by any stretch. So who knows? See, we'll see. But, you know, he's a big, big, strong guy. You know, he's not built like his dad at all.
No.
Yeah, but
no.
He was good enough to contribute on the national championship team.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
Sure. No doubt.
It's not like he was contributing on a Division III team. He was contributing on the best team in America.
If you have 47 catches as a tight end in college, that's a lot of production. That's a lot of production.
Especially when you have three NFL receivers and an NFL running back on that offense.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so he clearly can get open, and he clearly can catch the ball. And I know he talked – I remember the announcers talking about how much pride he takes in his blocking. So, I mean, he could be a very, very complete tight end potentially. You know, if he could stay healthy. I guess that's probably the biggest issue because, of course, he played, what, in like 2016 or something? Didn't play for a couple years and transferred.
He was at NC State, yeah.
Yeah, and then missed 2018. So who knows if he could stay healthy.
I can understand why he's tired of the comparisons to his dad.
Yeah, it's a tough spot. Your dad's one of the all-time greats.
He can't help that his last name is Moss.
Nope.
Right.
Which he's supposed to do, but that's what the media is going to do. They're going to compare him.
Right, right.
But you're right. I mean, he's different body type, different speed, different skill set.
Totally, totally different guy. Oh, crap, I just saw who won Survivor. God damn it, I didn't watch it yet. Oh, man.
Spoiler alert.
Damn it. Just scrolled down and saw it.
When did they air the finale?
Last night.
Oh, were you going to watch it today on Diver?
Watch it with my daughters. Gosh darn it.
Oh, okay. Are you surprised?
Down to four people?
I'm not surprised. I think they were down to five or so. You know, I think it was like a three-hour finale last night, I think. But it was just so much going on, we couldn't get it in, and so we were going to maybe watch it tonight. Although I'm taping the Time and Room with Rabel tonight. I'm actually playing golf today, Jay.
Are you?
Wow, look at you getting out of the house.
Well, it's going to be beautiful. Time. It's going to be 72 degrees.
Is it going to be 72?
Yeah, it's going to be nice today.
My first time actually going out there during the pandemic. I've tried to stay home and do the right things, try to listen to the governor, listen to everyone. Mm. And finally just got to the point where, you know what, you know, I have no problem with being outside with people. So some buddies invited me, and we're going to go today. So excited.
Yeah, good for you. You'll have fun. Where are you going to play?
You know what? Tom doesn't know this, but I'm going to play at the MASH, and we're going to pay because I just did not have the courage to ask him.
You didn't want to ask him for a freebie?
After he had been shut down and paying his employees for 2 months.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
That's a good, noble gesture.
Yeah. So we just signed up.
I still would have asked for a freebie.
Yeah, I know, but it's not right. It's not right. Now, well, listen, the next time he might get a phone call.
At least you'll be out there.
Yeah.
It's better than sitting around the house.
My favorite Blue Mask story is Jason's story of getting the freebies and then going to the bar across the street.
No, that was at Waverly Woods. That was the sister property. That was Waverly Woods.
Yeah. Get the free golf and then take all your boys that you brought over for the free golf and it's avoid the clubhouse and go buy beers across the street.
Are you sure that was Waverly? I thought that was MASH.
I thought it was Waverly. I could be wrong.
I think that was MASH.
No. I think Cakes is right. I think it was Waverly because there was a plaza right across
the
street.
I don't think Blue MASH has like a restaurant or a bar that's across the street.
They don't.
I was thinking of that bar. What's the popular bar right there in Olney? The Cakes always
Olney
goes
Grill.
To Olney Grill. I was thinking of Olney Grill.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there 100 times, but that's not what the spot you went to. You went across the street to Waverly and some plaza.
Yeah.
And
my buddy told me there was a hot bartender there, so we went.
Is that really what it was?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, that would have made sense. You should have just said that.
But I don't know if she was there that day, actually.
Right, but that was the idea.
Yeah, but that was so long ago, I can't remember yesterday. I can't remember what I had for dinner.
Oh, that's a good one. Then I'm going to go around
I do. I had chicken soup and a grilled cheese. And that's going to be the last solid food I have until Friday, probably at 3 o'clock. Right. Yes, I'm feeling it right now. I'm starving.
Right, you wouldn't last on Naked and Afraid.
Nope. Yeah. I got to start drinking that prep solution today around 3 o'clock. And from what I'm told is I'll be on the toilet probably from 7, 8 tonight until, I don't know, 8 tomorrow morning.
Make sure your phone is charged.
How's that even humanly possible? That doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
Like, how can I'm not going to be able to. Well, I'm going to have to do the same thing, you know, in a few months or whatever. Yeah. How am I going to sit on the toilet for 12 straight hours? I mean, give me a break.
Well, I don't mean 12 straight hours. I mean on and off for about 12 straight hours.
So, like, on, poop, it's, and then an hour later, do it again?
Just imagine drinking 16 ounces of a laxative. What do you think is going to happen?
Right, I think
But once you evacuate, you should.
I think I would evacuate most of it within an hour or two.
Okay, well. Are you going to gripe with the people who've already gone through it?
No, I'm just saying it just seems ridiculous. I guess that's why everybody complains about it.
Maybe everyone's different. Maybe I'll react differently. I'll let you know Friday or Saturday exactly how long I was on the toilet. But I've been told by many people that that's what happens. That's the reaction.
You're
going to
be on for 12 straight hours. That's just 12 off and on hours. That's just insane.
Well, you drink the first bottle. They give you two bottles, right?
Yeah.
I think they're both 8 ounces. Maybe they're 10. But the first, you start at like 3 o'clock today, okay, and you finish that, and then your body reacts to that, starts to clear out, and then you have to take the second bottle 6 hours before the procedure, so that'll be at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't drink anything 4 hours before the procedure, so
right.
6 o'clock tomorrow will not be able to, well, not six, my procedure's not until about 11:30, but I gotta be there at 10. Anyway, yeah, it's just going to be interesting.
So for 4 hours leading up to it, you can't drink water? You can't drink anything?
You can't drink anything.
They want you totally emptied out, Case.
I would die.
I know.
I'm always drinking something.
I know.
I would die.
This is the part I'm not looking forward to.
Do you have something like by your nightstand?
I mean, not in the middle of the night, but I mean, I'm already started on this morning.
I always have a cup of water on my nightstand.
Orange, vanilla, Coke Zero. You know how good that is? It's delicious.
It's like a creamsicle.
It's so good.
First of all, Coke Zero is inferior to regular Coke. And then you throw in all those flavors. It doesn't even taste like Coke. Why can't you just drink a Coke Classic?
Because a Coke Classic has about 160 calories, and I'd weigh 300 pounds. And I don't want to weigh 300 pounds. Hence, I drink Coke Zero or Diet Coke.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, Johnny Cakes.
So that's going to be my next 24 hours or so.
Sounds like zero fun whatsoever.
I know. Believe me, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm glad I'm getting it out of the way, though.
You'll be fine. It's a pain in the butt, though.
Literally.
No doubt. Yep. What, your appointment's at 11:30 tomorrow? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I got to be there an hour and a half before.
Oh, my God. And then I bet you people are just running to the bathroom over there, too. That place must smell like a show.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Imagine. I remember when I went to the podiatrist, and there were just toenail clippings. Like, my toenails were just flying all over the room. I was like, this place is heinous.
It's gross.
I guess they must go in there and just sweep all the nail clippings, because he didn't give a crap. He was just clipping them, and they were flying everywhere.
So he was clipping your nails, because I find that weird. Why would you have your nails clipped?
By the podiatrist?
Yeah.
My nails are a disaster. I have like ingrown toenails. I mean, someone
he needs a professional.
Yeah, I mean, I need it like a horse groomer or something. I mean,
what was the appointment for, though?
I think
I've
because
never had my nails clipped at an appointment.
Well, have you ever been to a podiatrist?
I'm not sure. I think years ago I had planter's warts in my toes. They lasered them out.
Well, I think I went in there for ingrown toenails, and gotcha. Then I wanted to. And, the other thing was people were bugging me, and so I asked about the medicine for my fungus, and he told me it's just cosmetic.
Yeah.
You know, actually, you know what he did that one day? It was awesome. Painted my toenails. My toenails looked silly.
He said, painted them
just,
what?
You, like a flesh color or whatever. You just paint them the color, and then they just look silly. No, they still had hurting.
Didn't paint them flesh color. You painted them clear.
Like clear. But whatever. But then you know, the knuckles and stuff, you know, the hammers, you can't make that go away.
Again, Jason, what's it like having beautiful feet, you and I?
I don't know.
These other two monsters we're surrounded by.
I wouldn't call them beautiful, but.
What's by comparison.
What's the scene in Dumb and Dumber when they're spending all their money and and they go to the they go and get the spa, you know, spa treatment.
Yeah.
And Jim Carrey is getting his foot worked on. Like,
yeah.
And the woman brings out like a hatchet.
Yeah, she's
to
using
cut
like,
the nails.
She uses like a power saw, and there's sparks flying.
That's Bickle.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah. It's not far off.
I can tell you this. I've had the fungus issue. I don't have hammer toes. So Eric's toes don't all point up. Like, your toenails should all point up. A couple of his
what do you mean toenails
your
point
hammer toes,
up.
Your toenails point up.
They're not
out.
Supposed to point up. They're just supposed to point normal. You know, like
they're
a normal
supposed
nail.
Supposed to point up to the sky. When you put your feet on the ground, your toenails should point up.
No, anyway. They shouldn't. What are you talking about? They should be just like this, like flat.
Yeah, you guys are.
We're using different words.
Yeah.
But flat. Yeah. So a couple of mine are just curled a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I got
an extra knuckle
issue.
You don't have on a couple of those blickies.
We always have these opportunities to get tweaks via advertisers, and I can't remember the name of the specific advertiser. This is probably 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but they said that they had a laser treatment, which was pain-free, which would eliminate the fungal issue. And it was the most pain that I've ever been in. And I had to – they actually videoed it for the website at the time. And I had to, like, just grin and bear it to make it look like it was going great to hook the advertiser.
Hey, right. It's going great. You're Zorn.
Right.
And, by the way, it was one of those deals where they gave a few free treatments. And then to completely eliminate the problem, they wanted you to pay for, like, 5 more treatments.
Yeah, well, listen – It's been well documented that I had the mother of all terrible advertisement deals when I got the shots.
You and Brett.
Oh,
Brett
yeah.
Brett and I, because it was Brett. And here's the funny thing is I got suckered into that
deal.
Thing. Brett saw that Britney Spears was getting those trendy little soy shots. So basically, hot chicks and celebrity, you know, hot chicks in Hollywood, instead of basically working out, they were supposedly getting these sculpting shots that would burn the fat off you. And Brett, you know, was chubby at the time. So was I, I guess.
I don't like walking.
Brett wanted to get an endorsement because he saw a local spa was doing it.
Yeah, he had no idea.
But they wouldn't let him do it alone. He had to have a junkie with him. So I volunteered. I took the bullet, and I said,
"It's the last thing you wanted to do."
I didn't care. We went in there. First of all, they said we were too obese for the treatment. We had to sign a waiver. And then we had got butt naked on the scale. It was just ridiculous. And then
humiliating.
It was humiliating. And then we got 20 shots of some fake liquid in our stomach, and we walked around like we were pregnant, and we did it 3 times.
I just remember Brett coming into work. One after one of the rounds of treatments, he looked like somebody from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
He could barely move.
We look like those dudes that somehow get pregnant.
Right. Didn't you guys have a bunch of scars on your back? I just remember you guys having scars.
I don't know. That might be something else.
So you got super bloated from the shots.
Our stomachs were so bloated. I think I had puncture wounds from all the shots. You know, and some douche who wasn't even a doctor. He was some, like, ponytailed pretty boy that probably didn't even graduate high school. He was giving me the shots. It was unbelievable what we did. I did all that just for friendship.
And you didn't even get paid for it.
No, I thought I was going to be able to see my abs again.
It was a trade deal.
The trade
was
to see my sillies.
Yeah, it's very, very familiar in the radio world. Do it for trade.
Didn't you see Brett's hog? You had to get on the scale naked, right?
We both had to get naked. I don't know if I saw his hog. But we cupped our hands over our Johnsons, and we each, you know, humiliated ourselves and our butt cheeks. And I mean, literally butt naked to try to not be obese.
Right, because you didn't qualify.
Because we didn't qualify. We were too obese.
Yeah, the weight restriction.
Yeah. Well, because they said they could only carve off maybe a couple pounds, and Brett and I were each like 20 pounds over the recommended.
Yeah. So it was like for people who wanted to go from like a 34-inch waist to a 32-inch waist.
Yeah, I mean, if you were just barely right on the cusp of seeing abs.
What a scam.
Oh, my God. That's the mother of all terrible advertising
campaigns.
That's
hilarious.
Yeah. So I think I win a crown on that one,
I think you do.
I gotcha.
I can tell you that the toenail pain was not fun.
Yeah. Well, you didn't walk around pregnant for 2 weeks.
I did not.
Yeah.
All right. As I mentioned, we're going to talk to our pal Chris Russell, Redskins insider, coming up at 7:20. Brett McMurphy on college football at 9:00. And Evan Daniels on college hoops at 9:20. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We're the Junkies. Keep it here on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. It is an Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. Talk about whatever you want. A little bit later in the show, we'll talk a little college hoops. We'll talk a little college football. And we've got Redskins insider Chris Russell joining us at 7:20. You know, for a couple of years, I really wanted to get Wayne Rooney in studio, and it never happened, right?
All right.
It just didn't happen. It's one of those things. He's such Wayne Rooney's such a super megastar. He doesn't need to do any press.
No.
And we just weren't able to land Wayne Rooney in studio.
He was a big fish.
Big fish. Couldn't get Wayne Rooney in the studio.
Couldn't.
Since Wayne Rooney, my white whale is Patrick Ewing. And I'd love to get Patrick Ewing on. I don't know where he is during this pandemic.
Well, you may want to get him soon.
We've seen
if you're going to book him, you may want to book him soon.
The last day, it's right, and that's what I'm starting to, what I'm getting to. So this year he had some upheaval where, was it four guys he booted off the team? I think it was
three
four
or
guys.
I don't know if it was three or four. One of them chose to transfer, but
right.
Yeah, they had some issues. A lot of issues at G-Town.
Right. A couple of them weren't big contributors, but a couple of them were.
McKinjo was, yeah.
And now he has this news where Mac McClung, who became the leading scorer for the team after the upheaval, averaged right around 16 points per game. He's probably best known for being a pretty spectacular dunker for a white guy, and he's a smaller guy. He had declared for the NBA draft. And a couple weeks ago, Patrick Ewing was doing an interview, I believe, with Andy Katz. Might have been on Andy Katz's podcast. Mm-hmm. And he was asked about McClung, and Ewing said, oh, he's pulled his name out of the NBA draft, which McClung hadn't done at the time. And apparently, that disconnect, the agent of McClung was upset that Ewing kind of outed him and said that he was going to pull his name out of the draft. It created some sort of disconnect there. And now McClung has indeed pulled his name out of the NBA draft, but he doesn't want to go back to Georgetown.
Yeah, can't imagine that was all it was. I mean, I'm sure that didn't help, but I'm sure there was a disconnect even before that. Yeah, I mean, I was kind of surprised when I first saw that he was going to enter the draft myself. I thought he was happy. You know, he was the leading scorer. He had... Now, the problem is Georgetown's program isn't in good shape right now, and Ewing hadn't been to the tournament yet in 3 years.
It's just been so much turmoil in the last year.
There has been a lot of turmoil. So, yeah, I was surprised when I saw that news. And then when he decided to transfer and take his name out of the NBA draft, I was even more surprised, because I was under the impression he was happy there, but obviously not.
Did he actually say that he was upset by that, by the interview?
It's just the way it's portrayed. I'm looking at an article on CBSSports.com.
Yeah,
and CBSSports.com points to that interview.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's talked about it.
Now, McClung told ESPN, he said, the podcast with Andy Katz was not the deciding factor to my decision to transfer. I think it affected my pre-draft process and seemed to confuse a lot of teams.
Oh, so he's pissed. I got
you. Yeah, to me it sounds like it was part of that.
Yeah, he sounds salty. Like,
he thinks, okay, teams aren't giving me a good shot because my coach said I'm coming back. Wow.
But the other thing about the whole pre-draft process is it's all virtual.
Right. It is virtual.
So it's not
right.
like these guys are working out for the team, so maybe teams just looked at him as you're an undersized guard. Mm-hmm. He's kind of a combo guard.
He's like 6'2".
And they just don't project him to be a great NBA player.
Where's the guard from? I forgot his name already. Kyle whatever from UVA.
Kyle Guy?
Kyle Guy. He made a roster, right?
Or at least he got Phoenix, maybe?
Yeah. Or at least he got one of those two-way contracts or something, right? Because he's not a big guy, right?
No, but he's strictly a two-guard, a shooter. Yeah, he was with the Kings, and he had a two-way contract with the Kings and the G League.
He's 6'3".
So I'm not sure.
So he's listed on Wikipedia.
I didn't pay too much attention to Guy in terms of the NBA numbers. I don't know how many games he actually played this year. I have to look that up. But I think in terms of going forward, McClung going to the league, yeah, it could be tough for him because of his size. But, I mean, he could help a lot of teams. And I could see him going to an SEC team like an Auburn who likes to get up and down I saw some of the schools out west. I can't imagine him going out to the Pac-12, but you know, he's a small town kid from basically the border of Virginia and Tennessee. I don't know. Maybe Virginia Tech is a spot he'd be looking at since that's close to his house, pretty close to his house. But that's interesting. Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever landing spot that
gets him, it's going to be a great spot for him and a good player too. I think they're getting a really good player.
Gonzaga's reached out to McClung, or supposedly interested.
Oh, well, now Drab's really? Interested.
I've always liked McClung.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Who wouldn't be interested?
Now
right?
Zags are on his radar.
Yeah, who wouldn't be interested?
Right.
I mean,
where could he not go?
I mean, he can shoot. He's athletic. He's quick.
Right.
You know,
he's got a good handle.
You know what's interesting is, I don't know if you guys remember, I think you do, but I tried to talk about him whenever, you know, they played Maryland, obviously, and he got some national attention for sure, but Pat Spencer, the Twarton, the best lacrosse player in the world a year ago, and when he used up his eligibility at Loyola, he went to play ball that fifth year at Northwestern, and if he didn't start all the games, he had a big six-man role or whatever, and he was like the number one pick or a top pick in the PLL last year, has foregone lacrosse and basically wants to abandon lacrosse to pursue a professional career in hoops. And it's just fascinating. One year of college hoops after not playing for basically 5 years, and now he wants to play, like, abandoning lacrosse, and he was the best lacrosse player in the world.
Does he want to play for college? Does he want to play overseas?
I think he wants to try it all. He's got an agency. I mean, the assumption is he'll play overseas. But he was pretty darn effective, and he's a big, strong kid where I could see him making it as a free agent somewhere. You know, but in all likelihood, it'll be an overseas career. It'll be like a 10-year overseas career. But it's just amazing that the best college prospect abandoned that sport for his true love, which was basketball.
Hmm.
Amazing.
Where is he from?
South River High School, I think. He's from that area, but he didn't go to South River.
It's like
he
from
went to
Davidsonville,
like,
I think.
Yeah, oh, so
he
he's local.
Like,
okay.
Boys Latin or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's powerhouse.
Yeah.
But the thing about Georgetown is, there's been some upheaval and there's been some turmoil with the kids transferring, but this is year four, and Ewing is basically 500.
It's a critical year.
It's a critical year. I mean, he's got a couple of good players coming in. I was looking at the rivals list. He's got a top 100 kid, the kid from Oak Hill Academy. I think his last name's Sibley. And then they've got a guard coming in from Chicago who's rated pretty high. But, yeah, I mean, he's got five kids coming in. I don't know how good these kids are, but
yeah,
you're right. It is a big year.
It's just harder
for Patrick.
Because that's 4 years. If he doesn't go to the tournament this year and doesn't even go to any postseason tournament and he has a below 500 record, it's hard to fire Patrick Ewing at Georgetown. I get it, but There's going to be some whispers.
Well, you would think it would have been hard to get rid of JT3, too. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing is I like Patrick. He'd been working hard in the NBA for years, and he finally gets a chance to be a head coach. And he gets to be a head coach at his alma mater at Georgetown. It's a great story. And they've had a moderate successful run, I would say. You know, it seems like there have been some signs that they were getting better. But like you said, not making the tournament. Well, JT3 took them to a Final Four at one point. And I know that the last couple of years were disappointing, but JT3 got them to the tournament.
He did, but I think part of it, too, is Georgetown in 2020 and beyond is I don't think it's ever going to be anything close to what it was in 1985 and, you know, into the early 90s. I don't think they're ever going to be on that sort of level ever again. I think a lot of people think they should be. I don't think they're ever going to get back to that level because the Big East isn't what it used to be. Kids can go anywhere now and get seen on TV where they couldn't back in 1985 and 1986. I just think it's a tougher challenge at Georgetown now than it was 25 or 30 years ago, and you're seeing it with Patrick Ewing.
Now, JT3 got a lot of years. He was there for a long time.
And that's had some success.
But I don't know. I mean, maybe Ewing has some rope there where he's going to have 5-6 years to kind of put it together. But
well, he'll have more than the average person for sure.
Right. But I'd still say this is a big year. Now, he's got a lot of incoming freshmen, so maybe it's still considered rebuilding, and especially with all those guys leaving. But I don't know. We'll see what happens in the next couple of years.
He can't have another sort of off-the-court scandal like that nonsense. That he definitely can't have that.
Right.
Because definitely not a good look.
But McClung leaving hurts.
Yeah. I can't wait to see where he goes. I can't believe, was there another UFC match last night? Like, what was going on? That's just like their weekly series? Is that what that is?
They've got basically three events in 10 days, and so they had an event last night, just a UFC fight night. I think you needed to have ESPN Plus. It wasn't a pay-per-view like the Saturday event. And the big headliner was this guy, Anthony Smith, who once fought John Jones for the title. If you look at his record, he's got about 15 losses. He was the headliner last night, and I think his tooth got knocked out, and while he was on the mat, he handed his tooth to the referee.
Right.
His tooth knocked out.
If you get a permanent tooth and it gets knocked out, I guess you want to keep that chopper because they're going to put it back in.
I guess. Just bring it to the dentist.
Right.
They reattach it, I guess.
Eric, they're trying to make up for the ones that were postponed. So that's why they're cramming them in there because they have a deal with ESPN to get a certain amount of fights broadcast.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
If you get a tooth knocked out, how does it get reattached?
Well, if you have the whole root of it, maybe they can just anchor it in there somehow. I mean, they put in fake teeth.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Should you be the tooth expert? Haven't you spent thousands and thousands?
I've never had
of your hard-earned dollars.
Yes,
on
I have.
Your daughter's teeth.
I have. Yeah.
You should be the expert.
Yeah, didn't they jam them in there?
I didn't see how the doctor did it.
Yeah. Well, you're asking us.
I was in the waiting room.
Right. That's funny. Cakes is asking us. How do they reattach the tooth?
Well, I mean, you could have implants. You could have bridges. But I don't know the science behind it.
Well, why do you think we do?
I don't know. I thought maybe you guys would. I thought, crazy. I thought maybe you guys know something.
Okay.
But you don't.
You were in an actual waiting room when they were doing it.
I was, yes. Writing checks, putting stuff on credit cards, just scrambling to pay for it all.
Spent about $10,000 on that.
Oh, yeah, 10. Keep going. 10.
14.
Wish it was 14.
What did
ask Drab's family friend how much it was. No, he did great work. He did amazing work.
It. They stuffed extra teeth in there, right? Because she came short.
Yeah, she had extra teeth put in. She had bridges put in. She had cosmetic work done, the whole nine.
Is her smile silly now?
Her smile's bazilly. It's way better than her pops.
Yeah. She's totally
happy. My smile's pretty good.
She's totally happy.
Very happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good.
And again, you smile only showing the top teeth. You don't smile like a serial killer like this.
Yeah, well, if you show
like
bottom
Holzhauer,
teeth.
Like Valdez's boy, Holzhauer.
Yeah.
What a weirdo. He's very smart, but doesn't know how to smile.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in, the phone number is 800-636-1067. Open line Thursday here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on an open line Thursday. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. That's the same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. Jason likes to call that his vibe machine.
So he does.
Jason on that. Let's go to the phones. A couple people want to chime in, including our old friend Robert, the angry mailman, I believe.
Very good.
Oh, Robert should be on super lockdown. He is a prime candidate for this Rona.
He's an expert, though, on choppers.
Yes, he is.
Correct.
That's true.
Helicopters.
And homemade lasagna.
He just hung up. Call back.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I put him on, and he just hung up.
Here, oh, is it because I insulted him?
All right, there he is.
Hey, Robert.
Hey.
What's up,
man? What's up, John? How you guys doing?
What's up, Rob?
How you doing, man? I hope you're hunkered down, like, about 20 feet below ground or something.
Man, this has really affected me, man. I had two giant trips coming up. I was paying for Venice. I was going to Italy in June.
You're not doing that.
No, that's canceled. And I'm fighting with the airlines to get my money back. And then I had a trip to Hong Kong in August.
What were you going to do over in Hong Kong?
Just a trip of a lifetime on my bucket list, and that's paid for too. And I have a trip and they won't pay me.
When you go on those trips, don't you go to those like shady massage places and all that?
Sex trips.
I can't do that no more. Diabetes took my sex drive. No.
You're kidding. You need to go to Metro Men's Health.
I'm serious, man. It took my sex drive. It's gone.
You're kidding.
Really?
I must have diabetes.
Well, that too. The last couple of trips, I haven't even been hooking up like that.
Really?
Yeah, I went to Egypt.
Man, you go everywhere.
And I went to Hawaii last year.
Ooh. And you go by yourself, right?
Well, now I started taking my sister. My sister goes with me. I took her to Iceland.
Oh, well, that's nice. Sex trip with your sister.
Are you independently wealthy? I mean, how are you affording all these trips?
No kids?
I got retirement, no kids.
Okay.
I retired from the post office 2011, and I got disability Social Security 2013. So I took my...
Yeah, but that can't be that much.
Cakes, do you realize how much money you have in the bank with no kids?
Yeah, you'd have
millions in the bank.
That's the key. He's worked forever, and he doesn't have any kids.
Robert, so I want to get your pockets,
pension.
Though. Robert, I want to get in your pockets. What was the biggest salary you ever received at the Postal Service?
I was making around $65,000-$70,000 at the post office. Remember, I was working 2-3 jobs.
Okay.
I was working security. So my disability retirement is at the max. So I took my Trump check, and I went and bought me a new car. So I'm in a...
You bought a new car with $1,200?
Hey, down payment.
Well, hey, you go to Enterprise, and they got a lot full of cars, and nobody got a job. You can get a nice car for $1,200.
What kind of car did you get for $1,200?
It was a down payment, Dick, and I got a 2019 Chrysler 300.
Oh, I had that back when it first came out. You're 15 years late. Yeah.
Well, EB, this is my third one, and I still have my Yukon sitting at the house.
Right.
It's got a whole fleet.
Listen, I don't think I'm going to be able to beat you on car brags, I'm sure.
We don't know Robert, but he was about to travel to Venice, to Hong Kong. He's just been to Iceland,
Egypt.
Just traveled the world.
He's everywhere.
That would be if you're envious of that.
I'm not that envious.
Yeah.
Yeah, EB, I got the hammer. You got the hammer toe. I got the hammer leg, man. I'm going wound care today because I got ulcers all on my leg, man.
Why?
So you think your feet? It's diabetes.
Remember, you weren't taking your medicine. Are you taking it now?
Yes, I am. And this is the weird part. This is catch-22. I'm not dealing with diabetes anymore. I'm dealing with the symptoms. Can you understand that part?
No.
Okay, if you're diabetic, you got to go to endocrinology. Those are diabetes doctors.
Right.
I don't see them anymore. My diabetes is under control. But like you said, 25 years of not controlling it, I'm dealing with the symptoms. On December 18th, my right eye, the retina detached.
Oh.
I went blind. So I'm at Tyson's Corner right now. That's why I always try to call in once every other month, because I'm in Tyson's Corner, because I moved to Roanoke, Virginia. I live in the South now.
Ah.
So I'm at Tyson's Corner right now. I got to see Kaiser doctors. to try to keep my eyes getting better. I can actually see out of it now, but now I got to go see wound care because I'm leaking pus out of my right leg.
His eyes going crazy. His legs are going crazy.
Honestly, Robert, are you laying low and like wearing a mask and all? I would do everything I could if I was you because you are a prime candidate for this joint.
I'm laying low. I don't go anywhere. I've been sitting at the house going crazy. You guys understand it. You know, like I said, I had all these big plans, man. I was about to buy a house down in Roanoke and, you know, do these big trips with my sister, and all that got shut down.
Everything got shut down. Lay low.
How old is Robert? Robert, how old are you?
I'm 54.
54. What are you doing about the lack of poker? You're a big poker guy.
Yeah, no flops.
I play online every day. One of the reasons, a lot of my friends still call me that are in the Junks tournament.
Uh-huh.
So the next one, whenever this is over with, you have another one at MGM, I'll be there.
Right.
I think they're talking about it. That's a good thing.
But we don't have any casinos. I think we got casinos like in the Kentucky and stuff like that around where I'm at now. But I still try to come up here. I love casinos. I love playing poker.
Yeah.
So Robert, what site do you play on? What site do you play on?
Poker Stars, WSOP.
What do you got them all? Play money? Or are you using like a weird address?
Yeah, man. I'm in the U.S. You can't play with real money.
You play money? You're wasting your time. You and cakes.
excuse me. I get the same thrill. And you don't lose as much money as playing real. I'm not that good. Nobody's that good. Even professionals aren't that good. Yeah, you know, nobody. There's no king of the world of poker. And if they say they are, they're lying. Most people are at 30% winning. That means everybody's losing. Only people win in a casino.
Yeah. Well, I could argue with you till the cows come home on that, because there are winners.
Till the cows come home.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Like Phil Ivey.
A lot of
like
cows.
Like my guy Phil Galfond.
Didn't Phil Ivey just get busted cheating on cards?
That was like 10 years ago at the Borgata.
it was a couple of years ago. It was like 4 or 5 years ago, and it was in England and in Borgata.
Yes, it was. That's the whole thing. It wasn't really
Asian
cheating. It was kind of.
Had an Asian dog helping them. They were counting cards.
It wasn't counting cards. It was edge sorting is what they call it.
Right. And he got busted and he lost like $25 million.
No, they took away his wings. All right, Robert, we got to run. Be safe.
Nice talking to you guys.
See you, Robert.
Be safe. Lay low. Listen, I think a lot of people should get back out there, but Robert needs to lay low.
So Robert's got the banged up feet, but now he's got ulcers on his leg.
Yeah. And a detached retina.
He's a nightmare
he's
for a health insurance
the
company.
Show for 20 years, and we used to always goof on him because he wouldn't take, and we said, what are you doing? You're not taking your diabetes medicine. What are you doing?
Well, he originally was a Don and Mike guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he I think probably in, most of our listeners were originally Don and Mike
did
guys.
Did he make the lasagna or the spaghetti?
Yes, lasagna. Yeah, I would never eat that.
I ate his lasagna.
All right.
It wasn't bad.
I'm sure
but
it wasn't bad.
You guys wouldn't touch it. He felt it was insulting.
It probably had Corona.
I wasn't going to eat something from Robert the mailman.
Years ago.
Yeah.
It's world famous.
I don't think he said it on that call, but he told me that Don and Mike gave him $10,000 to fix his teeth. And when he went in, they told him he needed $60,000.
Wow. So that was just a down payment.
Yeah, so he never got it done.
So he just kept the 10 G's?
No, I don't think they ended up. He like won something where they were going to give him new teeth.
Oh, like from a dentist would give him $10,000 worth of work, and then they looked in there and they saw, oh, my God.
All I know is the cosmetic dentistry game is a good game to be in. It's a great game.
Right.
If you're good at what you do. You can make a lot of dough.
Hey, Robert the mailman.
Drabby, did I see that hilarious. You said we have somebody from Naked and Afraid on the show? I'm just seeing that on the
chat. Next week, next Thursday. You know that guy, Wes Harper?
I'm going to have to Google him. I haven't seen all the episodes.
Well, I think Naked and Afraid XL season starts next week or the following Monday.
So, oh, he's on the new season of the XL?
Of XL, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one where they have a group of
dogs. Explain the XL.
Extra large.
No, well, kind of, because it's group. So Naked and Afraid started as just two people, a guy and a girl.
Oh,
and they've done like 11 seasons of it. About 5 years ago, they started to put like four or five different groups of two or three at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually they all meet each other on wherever they are. And they have to do like 40 days instead of 21 days.
They have to do 40 days together. And it's just the inner dynamics.
And they came up with Naked and Afraid XL.
That's what they called that.
That's how creative that they were.
I mean, yeah.
You're joking.
Yeah. I mean, what would you name
it?
On it.
What would you name it? More Naked, More Afraid?
I don't know. Yeah, just Naked and Afraid XL just sounds
kind of
cheesy.
More naked people, and then you're just seeing how they all get along, and then also just seeing how they survive out there. Right. So I'm going to have to look him up. He's on the new season. I didn't recognize any of these donks on the new season, so I'll have to see.
All right, phone number you want to chime in on open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.